One week after a tornado hit the city of Moore in May of 2013, country singer Blake Shelton showed up to host a benefit concert called Healing in the Heartland.
I'm here tonight with some of my closest friends from Oklahoma and beyond to join in and help with the rebuilding and recovery of this land that means so much to me.
The concert raised over $6 million for the United Way's May Tornadoes Relief Fund, and it garnered a lot of attention from storm survivors. Not long after that, another storm flooded Ben and Kristen Jones' home in Midwest City, and then an electrical fire finished it off a few weeks later. Ben remembers seeing all of the benefit concerts, but he never really knew what happened to the money.
Didn't have a clue. Really didn't give it no more than a passing thought, because this is something, you know, outside of your purview, and you're not really expecting people to help you. Or we didn't think we needed any help at that time. So you say, okay, it goes where it goes.
Some tornado survivors were more persistent, though, says Debbie Hampton from the United Way of Central Oklahoma.
I remember almost immediately after the Healing in the Heartland concert, I was working, and there was an individual in our lobby that had asked the receptionist how he could get his Blake Shelton check from that concert.
But individual tornado survivors don't just get checks, she says. Instead, the United Way gives money to other nonprofits in the area to manage cases and provide whatever help survivors need. So far, the agency has spent just over half of the money from both its fund and the governor's campaign. Hampton says now they're focusing on long-term recovery.
Most of the expenses and most of the disbursement of the dollars are going to go to rebuilding homes still, repairing homes, and then physical health and mental health needs.
And to groups like Rebuilding Together OKC, a home repair organization that usually assists low-income and elderly residents. After last year's storms, Executive Director Jennifer Thurman decided to temporarily expand into disaster relief, and the United Way provided them funding to repair and rebuild homes without any cost to tornado survivors.
We've done about 45 of those home repair projects, and we are just now getting started on some disaster rebuilds. We're building about six, and we think they'll probably be approximately $100,000 to $125,000 a piece.
One of the houses Rebuilding Together is building is for Ben and Kristen Jones, the family whose home flooded and caught fire. Right now, their lot is just a pile of dirt, but construction is about to start, and they still can't wrap their minds around it.
I'm standing here in front of where the house used to be, and I can't believe that somebody came and knocked it down, and somebody's going to help us rebuild. It's astonishing.
And one of the things that this does for me, particularly, is give me a perspective about where charity money goes. I mean, you never think about it. You think about, oh, well, the corporations are doing a thing, or I wonder where that money really goes. Wow, this is amazing.
The United Way of Central Oklahoma still has roughly $8 million in cash ready to spend, supporting nonprofits as needed. CEO Debbie Hampton says if for some reason the rest of the money isn't allocated, the agency will ask donors how they'd like it redirected. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton-Greer.